Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Good morning, Josh Thomas.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's speaking good, mate. Now, last time we spoke to you, you were in Ireland.
Where yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. You said I was crusty before. I'm not offended.
Sorry.
I don't know why, but you're right, because like a year ago, I looked like I was like 16.
You look 12.
And now I look like a 50-year-old baby. Like, I'm just, my face is like falling apart, and now I look kind of like 80.
Is this the ravages of comedy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened to my life. A year ago, I was like 12, and now everyone, I got my brother, and they're like, so is this your younger brother? And he's like 25. It's like, no, this is my thing. I look young. This is my thing. I can't lose it.
But this is because you have been, very active in the comedy scene. You curated your very own comedy festival.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Well,
what does that mean? Does it mean a whole bunch of mates together?
They put your face much. On the press kit.
Yeah, pretty much. They wanted to do a comedy festival and they don't really know comedians. Although I do. So they said, hey, Josh, can you tell us who's funny? I went, yeah, I can do that. That's something I can do.
Is that a bit of a backhander? Like, hey, we've got this comedy festival, Josh. Do you know anyone funny?
Yeah. Well, they put me in it, so it's all right. It's okay. Well, I put me in it. Oh, gosh, what a tool. But, yeah.
So where did you go? You were in Ireland, but where else? Where have your travels been?
Oh, and then I went on holiday to New York. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was it like?
Spreading the news. It's good. New York's good, yeah. Delicious.
How long?
A whole month.
What did you do?
Nothing. Nothing. It was spectacular.
Did you do any gigs there?
I did like one or two crappy little shows in like crappy places that broke my heart. But I decided it was a better idea not to, and just hang out and have a like nice time looking at beautiful buildings and eating.
Was there an issue with the comedy translating for an American audience? Or
no, I don't think so.
Did they just all think you were Irish?
Yeah, they just thought I was there. Like, what? They didn't know anything about accents. They didn't know what's happening outside of their country.
It's unusual for Americans.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was nice though.
And
yeah.
From New York to
just Brisbane.
Oh,
just
well. Can we talk about Brisbane next?
Yeah.
Good. Pomus is in with us this morning, and you just mentioned the name of your show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
It's
more Josh than you can handle.
And then you rolled your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it just is a stupid. It's not more, Josh. It's a sufficient. At best, a sufficient amount. Unless you hate me, in which case, I don't know why you're there. Get out of the canal. So,
if you haven't seen Josh's comedy show, you may have caught Josh on the comedy gala that was on the television last week.
Oh, yeah.
Because I watched it, and you were a standout.
In the room, nobody laughed.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I died a big, fat, stinking death, and nobody was silent. It was all on the television. It was all like, Hajbarkas really? Laughs.
Oh, they put Hajbarkas laughs over
you. I don't know
you.
Who, somebody.
So they put the laugh track underneath.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to the guy last night, and he told me that they didn't, but I was like, no, I was there, and there was definitely, like, there was there weren't my laughs. I'm not stupid. I can tell if people are laughing or not. And you go upstairs afterwards. We have to do the Oxfam call out. You have to do that thing. So I just, like, died on the stinking gala, right? I'm feeling horrible about my life in general, and they gave me this piece of paper about like how bad it is in Sudan or something, and they're like, can you talk about this? I'm like, oh, and then I made a joke that was too offensive, and it was too offensive, but I had like a minute to think of it, and they got like mad at me, and then I got like in a mood, and I was really rude to the poor Oxfam.
Sorry to bring up a painful memory.
Yeah, I know.
You're insulting the charity group.
I know. I felt really bad, but you know, like, sure, they might have to walk 8 miles for water, but they don't have to do it in front of a million people while they don't laugh. You know. So this really, I was like that in the room, feeling really horrible. Like, no, you should do something nice for them.
What do you do to get yourself out of a fug when that's something like that's happened? Because for stand up comics, it must be, and it obviously does happen to everybody every now and then, but it must be horrible.
Well, you know, like it happens sometimes, and I kind of more or less. You get over it, like you just say, oh, whatever. But then on the gala, that's a whole new level. That's a whole new level of a stinking death. but it was, you know, because you know, on the TV, I was talking about my mum and how no one wants to date her, and I looked like genuinely concerned. That wasn't genuine, that was me being concerned about the fact no one was laughing at my jokes. So I looked really like.
But when I saw it on the television with the overdubbed Arch Barker laughs, it all came together and looked
Oh, no, it seemed fine because I told them they couldn't. Put it to out. I was like, oh, I'm not signing the release. But they told me I'd be fine. And they were right. It was whatever.
So let's talk about your hometown, Brisbane, Brizzy.
Yeah.
Are you still living at home with your mum?
Oh, I moved out. My dad went overseas for a year because he's like really cool. Mm. It's bullshit. I hate it. And to be less cool. And so I live in his house.
Great.
Yeah. Was I allowed to say? Yeah. Should I not have?
So you live alone.
Oh yeah, I have a flatmate called Mal who's delightful, and it's good. It's all right. Yeah.
Are you enjoying the process of spreading your wings?
Gracious.
I feel like are you asking about my sex life?
Because you do talk a lot about it, and I put Josh Thomas's name into a search engine, as one does, and came up with a different Josh Thomas who plays tennis. Josh Thomas picked up wins in single action, so says the news article.
Oh,
so
wow.
Well done.
So well done, him. He's doing well.
He is doing
But
well.
You are doing well, because you're going to be on this new TV show that Sean McAuliffe's doing.
He's a genius.
He's very good. He's a very, hilarious man. Yeah, it should be all right.
So what's the show? It's pitting generation against generation.
It's called, Talking About My Generation, Talking About Your Generation, My Generation, or My Gen. I'm not sure.
I think go with all of them.
We'll go with all of them.
I think what you just said there perfectly encapsulates it all.
I think that's the title. I think it's called Talking About Your Generation, because Talking About My Generation would be an illegal copyright title. It's like Fixing Facts or Good Newsweek, but it's not, pretty much. Yeah.
But there's three teams. There's Baby Boomers, Gen X, and Gen Y.
Yeah, Amanda Keller, Charlie Pickering, and me.
And you're the team captain.
For Y. Yeah, I'm 21. I'm not 90.
No, I know.
It should be good. I don't know. Should we just make jokes and chat? There's nothing horrible's happened yet, so I've got no anecdote for you.
Is your sex life then?
Pardon? Oh, yeah, thanks. It's all right. It's fine. You know what? I was talking to a comedian yesterday, and I got too chatty in an interview for a paper, and I started telling them how I had sex with the hotel maid last year, right? Because they were like, they asked me that. And I wanted to, like, get out of the situation. Oh, I'm doing it again right now.
Yeah. It's lucky you only told the paper, isn't it?
Pardon?
It's lucky you only told the paper.
Yeah, and we need to stop this anecdote.
had sex with the hotel maid.
And then, should I tell you more about this?
Yes.
I quite like leaving it at that, because I think people in their minds, they just imagine she's like, hey, do you want me to make down your room? And I'm like, no, but you can make down my penis. That's not what happened, though. That's not what happened. There was lots of like...
Did she leave a little chocolate on the
end? No, it's not. It played out with us having a cup of tea awkwardly, and then we played, and it was pretty uncomfortable. But
it sounds hot to me. And a cup of tea. That's all we
need.
The
point of that anecdote was that I accidentally said it in an interview, and I probably shouldn't have. And here I am again, doing it again. And I'm starting to think, maybe, because I have no idea. I don't know where to draw the line of like what is my personal life and what is. I'm not doing well.
No, you're right. I think you did very well. Josh Thomas, if you want to catch him at the International Comedy Festival, Tuesday to Sunday at the Swiss House, more Josh than you can handle. Thank you very much, sir. It's always great catching up with you.
Thanks for having me. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.